How the Snake Got Its Poison. Long ago, God made the earth and all the creatures, and made the snake, and put him in the bushes to ornament the ground. But Snake was not happy with his circumstances on the ground, for he had no legs to run away from his enemies. Snake climbed a ladder to talk to God and complain about everyone treading upon him and killing off his generations. God listened and said he didn't mean for the other creatures to be stomping on the snakes. God decided the snakes needed some form of protection and gave them poison to put in their mouths to use when they are tromped upon by other creatures. Snake was well pleased, but soon all the other creatures were unhappy with the new arrangement. They went up to talk to God and complained that Snake is now in the bushes with poison in his mouth, striking everything that shakes the bushes and killing their generations. God listened and sent for Snake. God told him he didn't mean for the snakes to be killing everything that shakes the bushes. Snake argued with God, saying that snakes are down in the dust, have no claws to fight with, have no legs to help them get out of the way. All snakes can see our feet coming to trample them, and they think these are the feet of the enemy. God thought it over and told the snake to hiss, and also gave Snake many bells to tie to the snake's tails. So when Snake hears feet coming, he can ring the bell and warn the oncomer, or he can hiss. God said if the oncomer is a friend, he would hear the bell or the hiss and be careful and avoid Snake. But if the oncomer is an enemy, then Snake may go ahead and use his weapon of poison.